This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The end of the regular session resembled a bench-clearing brawl, as with 30 minutes left, Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry told the House there was no budget deal.
The Senate seems to be stuck on 100% of a wrong number. I don't think that's in the best interest of anyone in this room or the 4.5 million people that we represent. We negotiated in the best faith.
Representative Marcel, why do you rise?
What you're really saying, that you're not willing to negotiate any further with the Senate on what you think is best for all the constituents of Louisiana.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger made a motion.
We can't possibly have sat here all day long and not come to some point where we can have a vote on this. So I move that we discharge the conference committee.
After several minutes, Speaker Taylor Barra ruled,
"It's not an appropriate motion."
Leger protested the call.
"We're throwing up procedural barriers to voting on the budget."
And he made another motion.
"I'd like to move to direct the committee to report House Bill 1 to the Committee of the Whole."
A vote was ultimately taken, and the motion passed 53-50. Then Henry made a motion to reconsider, fearing members hadn't known quite what they were voting on.
"We were voting to force either the speaker or myself to sign the bill."
Then the clock ran out. No budget, no capital outlay bill, so the special session convened a half hour later. Governor John Bel Edwards said afterward,
"The House leadership clearly chose to put party politics over the needs of the people of Louisiana, and we're now headed into an unnecessary and costly special session where the options before them won't be any different than they were this time."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore, IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.